Can you give me a general overview as to the feelings that you have about some of the results of the survey that's come out?
The main takeaway was that so one in four people said that they've experienced sexist abuse. It's still like a hefty percentage, so something still needs to be done. 50% of people said that they've heard sexist abuse. That's lower compared to other research that we've done. But then also what I found is we're still like in the process of educating people. So whether it be people on the other end of the sexism or people who might just throw away comments and they might not realise that that kind of thing isn't acceptable now. So whether we then go back and then say, have you experienced then specific things, whether that might be a little bit higher, then I don't know, like time will tell. I think a large percentage of people are comfortable going to games. That's amazing. Really happy to hear that. And because this looked at the safety of females going to and from the games as well. So that's really good. But again, there's still a percentage of people who aren't, so that there is work to be done there. And then there's a lot of people who have experienced abuse and seen it online. So that's a huge part of what we're campaigning against. Whether that, I mean, it's hard to monitor where it's coming from for the Scottish fans if they are receiving it online, whether you're going to be getting it from there or if it's just a cultural thing throughout the whole country, we don't know. There's definitely positives to take from the research, but lots to be done.
On that point, what do you think needs to be done to resolve some of the issues that still exist?
The issues that exist, whether it's match day or going to games, there's things that the clubs can do. So we're currently working with two clubs in Scotland, Hearts and Montrose. So they've got things in place. So I know clubs do have reporting systems to report abuse. But again, I think there's people don't realise that that covers sexist abuse as well. So the more that we can shout about it and say that it's not okay, the more likely people are to report it, I think. To have more of a presence of, say, female stewards or female like liaison officers between the fans and the club, that's all really important as well. And to have more of a presence of females at the club. So I think the more we can normalise it, the more people are going to be more comfortable going.
Do you feel the rise of women's football in particular has also helped change the culture? Because, you know, we've seen Scotland's national women's team qualify for major tournaments in recent years. The England team have also done really well as well. And we've seen a rise in the prominence of the Women's Super League in England and the Scottish Women's Premier League north of the border.
Yeah, so I want to address that. I think it's amazing how far it has come over the last, even the last few years. And compared to when I was even growing up, there's so many more opportunities for girls now, which is amazing. And the more that the national teams, the English team, the Scottish team, they do succeed, that is only going to be better for experiences, whether it be in the men's game or the women's game, and people coming up through that. I think, you see, don't you, when it is on the telly, it's amazing. But then if there's ever like a little mistake, then you just know that people are just going to come to social media and the players are just going to get a torrent of abuse. So I think when you're you kind of like open yourself up to receive the abuse. I think the bigger the platform gets, it's great for all the support, but then just little things that go wrong, people are going to come for you. So, but then on the other hand, when you see like the odd comment, a lot of the time you have people supporting it saying, oh, that view is very archaic. And then it just gets stamped out. So, the more that it rises, it is positive, but it does open yourself up for more abuse, I think.
Yeah, and on that point, I mean, I know there's a lot of football fans on social media, men and women, who have become more recognised personalities on social media platforms for their point of view, for talking about the game, for talking about their love of football. But I've noticed that women in particular have had more of a difficult time from people tweeting abuse or nasty comments or making uncomfortable comments. I imagine this is also a big concern for her game too as well.
Yeah, so a lot of the experiences that the girls in the team have experienced have come from online. So we acknowledge it's a huge issue that we are trying to tackle. And again, I think the more you raise awareness to it, that then the less that there's going to be. We have been able to get some accounts taken down if they are regularly abusing people, but then it's just so easy to just set up another account and then just do it all again. But although we do still see it, and there is a lot of it, I must say that the counter are people who are supporting it, the men, the women who are shouting it out, that support is huge. So that's what we want. So then if you see it, like, if you can just like report it, block it, and maybe the people who are doing it don't realize the effect that they can have as well. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a man hunt or a woman hunt. It can just be like a little word and say, oh, this isn't acceptable now. And then it might just allow people to just think twice before tweeting. But it's easy, isn't it? It can be an anonymous profile. It's an easy setting. You don't see the reaction of the person. So there's many, many issues with social media. It can be amazing as well, connecting people. But that is where we see a lot of the abuse coming in.
Finally, where do you see football in 10 years' time, given everything we've now discussed?
In an ideal world, hopefully we won't have to deal with the sexism or the sexist comments anymore. So whether that be a few years' time, 10 years' time, then that's what we'd really love. And even when that's happened, as an organisation, Her Game 2, we still want to support females in the game. So maybe then we can change direction, then we can just make sure that there's more opportunities for girls and women to be playing. I think it really is progressing so much every single year, and you're seeing more people playing, and as you say, the national team is doing better, and it is obviously behind the men's game, but hopefully it can just continue to develop and then hopefully get just as popular as the men's game, or at least come close to that. In the next 10 years, hopefully it'll be, well, I know it will be bigger, but bigger than we can imagine, and for it really to be the norm, for it to be everybody's game, that's what we hope.
Fantastic. Thank you so much indeed, and thank you for your time.
No problem. Thanks.